Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Made yourself some money.
ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We're on ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner, then scroll down to live on the app. And we're right there. You can listen to us live, presented by Progressive Insurance. What's going on, guys? Good morning.
What's up, man? What's good?
Morning.
What's up, man?
So, be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Now, I am very interested in hearing this because we're off the air at 10. I got to start preparing for the TV show at noon. But for like between 10 and noon, I have time to prepare whatever. Then at 2 o'clock, we do the show. So I did not see First Take yesterday. But quite, it turns out
I just saw a name trending.
I saw that too.
And I was like, I'm not even going to click on it because I feel like I know what it is.
Some great wideout from the past went crazy on the air yesterday. So I assumed it was Keyshawn Johnson. He's very excitable and not the normally reserved Michael Irvin, who's nice and calm. Oh my God, Key, you were present for this. Now,
yeah, I was present for it, trust me.
Here's Michael Irvin on First Take with Key yesterday.
I had faith in Russ. We trust. I said that this is true, and Russ delivered. Oh my God, the Cowboys are 2-0 under Cooper Russ. The season is not over. It just started. I'm gonna tell you this too.
I have been hurting because I have been having to tell the truth about how great Philadelphia look, and they do look great. And I said there is no chance. But with that finger licking pass rush, we do got a chance now. We should talk about CeeDee Lamb. Did you know the number 8 stands for new beginning? That's why 88 is so special. God knows I needed so many new beginnings. And 88s can take a new beginning. The Bible talks about men like this. They call them mighty men of valor. You might mess up, but you would do everything you have to do to make your mess up right. And that's what CeeDee Lamb did last night. He did everything. You want to talk about a playmaker? That's a playmaker. He made the plays. And then the one-handed stab for the grab of the touchdown on the go-ahead. It's what playmakers do. It's what 88 do. I'm going to be quiet. Maybe I've overtalked and maybe I've overextended my welcome. I may not ever be back again, but I got in what I needed to get in. So I'm going to just woosah.
You passed for 11 minutes straight.
As advertised.
That was a short clip, though. We couldn't play at all. That thing was like 10 minutes, it felt like, man.
Michael Irvin's so good.
God knows I need new
beginnings. I need new beginnings. Number 8, new beginnings. God knows I need new beginnings.
Finger looking good. That 88.
What's he having, some Popeyes up?
The playmaker's something else. Oh.
That's a performer right there, boy.
I mean, he was literally sweating. They had to bring out a beach towel.
This dude could be.
Felt like I was in church.
Yeah,
man.
This Sunday
dude could
morning.
Strip down in the Arctic and start sweating. I mean, Michael Irvin was like sweat on demand.
A little crack version of T.D. Jake. I thought I was in church. Because I'm sitting there, obviously they didn't show all my expressions, but I was just like, you know, I'm so used to Michael, the playmaker. Prime, CC, Chris Carter, they get the going, man. You be like, come on, man.
I'm surprised y'all didn't stand up and feel the Holy Ghost.
I felt like it.
Yeah,
I felt like
it. Nice. You ever been to Baptist Church? You ever stand up and feel the Holy Ghost?
But I've never felt the Holy
Ghost.
You
never felt the Holy Ghost?
I've never felt the Holy Ghost, no.
Come on, man.
No.
I would have taken you for like the coach from Blue Chips. You know what I mean? You got to go to church. You got to sell Ghost. Mama.
Yeah, I don't think Max is going to be feeling the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, it's not me.
No, that's not his deal.
It's not you.
It's not his deal. Yeah. You know, he got something else going on in his life.
Yeah.
That he grew up with.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it might not work for him.
Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.
Why are we?
2 days ago, but.
Yeah, Yeah, well, no. Yeah, it's sundown 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
No, yesterday. Right? What was yesterday?
No, yesterday was.
Come on, man, got
to holiday. Yeah, yesterday was Rosh Hashanah. Yeah,
why did we work? Okay. What are we doing, Max? We should
I work through. I'm not religious.
Me and you, we both should have took
off. That's right.
Yeah.
He is an honorary member.
October 5th and 6th, we taking off?
Yeah.
They get a lot of days. How we don't get a lot of days?
Lunar calendar, I guess. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, we get, yeah, whatever.
We get Juneteenth.
But anyway.
We get Juneteenth now? Is that a thing that we actually get?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we get Juneteenth. We get just one.
MLK Day?
That's a day.
That's it.
Max didn't get a lot of days. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's,
I'm just,
I don't take the days.
But I'm saying me and you, we should.
We're not cornering you. We're just asking simple questions that we need answers to.
Me and you, we should take the days.
Yeah.
I'm with you, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. We should take the days,
Williamsburg, just...
You know, Williamsburg.
We're going to take the days. Man. But what I would say is Michael Irvin has some great points.
Mm-hmm.
It might have got lost. The message kind of got lost a little bit because of the performance, so to speak. You were more engaged in that. But a lot of the things that he was saying about the CeeDee Lamb drop and then coming back and making a major catch was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, winning the game. And you didn't hear everything he was saying because it was a short clip. And talking about how the Cowboys were basically dead in most people's eyes until they found a Cooper Rush. It's like a gold rush, right? You find a gold rush, it's Cooper Rush. And I was one to say when Dak Prescott got hurt, I'm like, yeah, they probably pretty much over with.
Yeah.
You know, remember, because originally it was 8 weeks. That's what everybody was running with.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got down to 4 weeks. And it was like, well, if Cooper Rush can win one game, just one, I think they got an opportunity. That one game was Washington, that I had earmarked for the victory. Well, he took care of business against Cincinnati. They blanked Cincinnati. Then they come into Giants Stadium. The Giants are 2-0. Giant fans was going nuts. And the Cowboys said, okay, we're going to come in here, we're going to play defense, and we're going to do the things that you need to get to a championship.
Cooper plays exactly the way Parcells and you and guys like that think a quarterback ought to play. Don't turn the ball over. Keep it calm. Make some positive plays on third down or in key parts of the game. He did all that.
Mm-hmm. But much like I told you a year ago, Jay, I don't even know what the number is exactly now, but anytime you run the football over 100 yards, the Dallas Cowboys are something like 14-0
in
so many games here recently, and they play defense. And if you just take a step back and you think about some of the teams, don't think about the quarterbacks. Just think about the teams that have gone on to win a championship or gone on to the championship on their way in the playoffs, the quarterbacks were not throwing for 500 yards. They were 220. They were
no
running
turnovers,
backs, no turnovers.
Two touchdowns.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what's so funny about the boys, the Cowboys, is that, you know, we used to have a lot of conversations about pressure all the time. Is there pressure on Dak Prescott because he got the bag? And as an athlete, I never looked at pressure because pressure has a negative connotation. I looked at it as an opportunity. The opportunity here for Dak is a major one because this team's defense is ready to win a division. This team's running game is ready to win a division. It comes down to when Dak is ready for him to come back. And if he comes back, what, Rams, Eagles?
Yeah, probably Eagles.
Eagles?
Whatever is after the Rams.
It's a statement opportunity him on the back end of the season.
Here, the bottom line about the Cowboys this year is no one picked them to go all the way in the preseason, which makes me nervous because it allows them to fly slightly under the radar as opposed to have to live up to expectations. And, guys, I think the Eagles, to me, look, eyeballs on the Eagles, they look like the best team in football right now. But the Cowboys can threaten them because they have a real pass rush. They have receivers who are coming along. Gallup's going to get back. They're going to have a quarterback, and they can run the ball a little bit. Are the Cowboys better than we're giving them credit for?
Yes.
Oh, please, football guys, don't do this to me. Speaking of the Cowboys in the NFC East, can they really compete with the Eagles? I know I just said they can. Do you guys agree?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So week four is already here, guys. Week four starts tomorrow night. Yo, is it we're getting older? The time seems to be speeding up. How is it week four of the NFL season already?
No, it's the first quarter is over with. Thursday tomorrow is week four, and you finish. And now you move on to week five, and before you know it, it'll be like week 12, and then it'll be time to – well, not you, but it'd be time for Jay and I to really get Christmas going. And,
we got Hanukkah. Boy, did my people mess that up. We thought, let me tell you what it is. Let me tell you what they did with Hanukkah real quick. They took Christmas.
Look, this is what happens, Key. You say one thing.
That's right. Squirrel.
Bam, squirrel.
They took Christmas, Key, and they were like, oh, all the Gentile kids are happy, and the Jewish kids are like, oh, we don't have Christmas. So, okay, I know what we'll do. We'll have 8 days. Isn't that better, kids? What we did was we turned the Super Bowl into the World Series. We messed it up.
Nah.
We divvied it up on all the little presents, meager little presents throughout the 8 days instead of all those presents on one day.
You want to celebrate Kwanzaa with us?
How many days?
It's an ongoing thing.
No, one day. I just need a one-day holiday.
A one-day holiday.
Yeah. So if you're a bad team, though, right now, you're looking, and you're going, okay, man, looking at your schedule.
The Raiders.
You're like, I'm not going to make it. So by the time you get to 17 weeks now, by the time you get to week 12, you start to call the moving company and set up the date that you're going to close up the house.
Week 12, you're closing up the house.
Yeah, because you already know.
I feel like you're talking from experience here on this one.
Only really when I was with the Jets. Only really when I was with the Jets.
Week three.
We was always in the playoffs in Tampa. And in Dallas, we was right on the edge. We never could really shut it down too early because we was right on the cusp of making the playoffs. And then Carolina, we shut it down.
Richie Kotite, you shut it down week two.
As a rookie, I come in and I'm seeing the veteran players shutting it down week two.
We have bets planning trips, planning vacations, like midway through the season. I'm like, oh, yeah, we don't go away for 10 days. I'm like, we got practice.
Because it's a wrap. Like, we were 1-15 my rookie year. I think we started off at 1-7. And then it came in talking about, guys, we got this one. We certainly can still make the playoff run.
Coach is fighting for their jobs.
I looked at him like he was a damn fool, man. 8-8, we going to still make the playoffs. You're so gone.
We run the table.
Coach,
we haven't won a game yet. What makes you think we could run the table? Let's run a quarter. Let's run a table.
And we were a good football team, but we couldn't win.
Right.
We was like,
I wonder why.
We were a good team.
Then Bill Parcells came in.
Yeah,
and
we got the AFC Championship.
The next year. All right. So, are we having fun today? Camaraderie. Sports talk.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The day after Dak Prescott had surgery, Jerry Jones saying they are not going to put him on IR.
Which would knock him out at least the next four games.
That's the worst thing he could do, is to rush back from something like this.
You think in 4 weeks he's going to come to save the day?
If they're being honest with themselves, they don't have a Super Bowl winning roster.
He's not 4 weeks away from playing quarterback in the NFL. I don't give a damn about optimism.
Ooh, there it is.
Oh.
Ah.
Mary.
Man, give me some rosé with this, man. Get me outside on the roof deck somewhere.
This is one of the best albums ever made, period. Shortlist. Desert Island list. Like, you know, you got five albums to take. You're taking this.
Okay, you know what I mean? There's some songs that you hear, you just close your eyes, and you imagine yourself somewhere else other than where you're at.
I've been in places where this has come on, like out and about in my younger days. Out and about when this has come on, all of a sudden, the tab done grew. Right?
Who ordered these 10 bottles? The sparklers come out.
I was like, what the hell? Because they get, you get the, you know. This
bartender
just
sees people getting ready to leave. Throw it on.
Throw it a song on, right?
Throw it on.
Yeah.
No, it's always that one, the one waitress too. Oh, Mr. Johnson, what, these are discounted for you. Would you like five, six,
man, if
seven?
I told you one of them stories, boy, we'll talk about that off the air. So, Max.
Hey, listen, Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And by the way, you can call us 888-SAY-ESPN. That's the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-729-3776. But really, we're talking about the Cowboys. Really, the question is, given how Cooper Rush is playing, should Dak be in a rush? Eh? Oh, to get back at this point. There's no rush. Here's Jerry Jones, Cowboys owner and GM on 105.3 The Fan.
He's certainly playing as well as anybody could have expected. He understands this offense. He has got the makeup for a top quarterback. He's doing a great job, and I know that he doesn't have anybody that's supporting him any more than Dak, because when Dak does get back, if we have a chance to have a record that lets us be in the hunt and lets us be viable, considering the loss of time we had with Dak, then that's what a quarterback is about. That's what the position is about. And I think we've got a good one in Cooper.
Let me ask you
I think
something.
We got a good one in Cooper.
Let me ask you something, guys. Let's say Dak comes back and he puts up numbers, but they win some, they lose some, they're 500-ish. And at some point he misses another game or two. Cooper Rush comes in again, plays very well. At some point,
mean like later on in the season?
Yeah. Okay. At some point, or even like what happened with the Eagles with Carson Wentz and Nick Foles, right?
More like a scenario if they're like in a playoff push.
Sure.
He gets her a pivotal game. Cooper Rush comes
and
back.
And
wins
in
game.
A couple games in the playoffs even.
Yeah.
At a certain point, does Dak become
expendable?
A commodity. Nah. Because he would, there'd be a thriving market for him.
As the playmaker would say, you got to follow the money. Got to follow the money.
Yeah, but a lot of teams, that deal he signed is not such a rich deal anymore. That's actually a little team-friendly for a top quarterback. A lot of teams would be interested in Dak Prescott at that number.
$40-plus million dollars is not team-friendly.
But it's not like – it's not a break the bank.
Max,
it's not a break.
Monopoly.
If you think Dak could win you a Super Bowl, then another team that needs a quarterback, then looking at his contract, it's not a Deshaun Watson contract.
But he's not going anywhere – Next year. Nothing could happen. They got to pay him. He got guaranteed money.
Yeah, yeah.
On the books. Here's the pressure point, though. And when you start going there, I had already started thinking about this during the break, is if Cooper Rush beats Washington, which if you're a betting person, you're probably going to bet that he beats Washington.
Sure.
Dak Prescott comes back against the Rams and he loses. That doesn't – even though you probably think Cooper Rush would lose, if Dak Prescott loses to the Rams – and then loses to Philly. Now all of a sudden people start to say, well, we were winning with Cooper Rush. What the hell are we doing?
Lesser competition, but still, yeah.
A lot of the stress and the pressure is on Dak Prescott whenever he comes back. Because if you got a guy who's winning, it we see it all the time. You have to make some tough choices and decisions. And I remember, and this is not the same as no damn Tom Brady. I get it. But Drew Bledsoe was the star quarterback in New England.
Had an arm and everything.
Had the big old strong, you know, the whole thing. Mo Lewis knocks, you know, the story, knocks Brady out. I mean, Bledsoe out. Brady comes, and he's just handing the ball off. Willie McGinnis and company are attacking it, and they're winning, and Teddy Bruschi and everybody, and they just winning and winning and winning and winning and winning. And I remember talking to somebody, and they asked me, what would I do at that time with Brady? And if I'm lying, I'm dying. And I basically said, I would stick with Tom Brady in this situation. And Brady, you know, along the way, just kept, you were winning. Whatever that magical thing is, you won.
Jay, mm-hmm. I was hosting Around the Horn at the time that he was talking about, and I said the same thing to an executive because I wanted to talk about it on the air. You got to stay with Tom Brady, and literally, I won't mention who because he's a great guy, but he's like, you can't say that on TV. I was like, I think Brady's better than Bledsoe. At least the team works better with Brady. Okay. You can't say that on TV.
You think Russ is better than Dak?
I think that, no, but I think that the team is functioning very well okay, with him at quarterback.
So right now, if I'm Dak, I'm looking at the situation, probably going to beat the Commanders. Next up, the Rams and that defense, that front seven. Let's see how you do. Even if you win, if I'm Dak, if I come back during the Eagles game, that's a primetime game, right? But look at the next couple games after that, Lions, Bears. To me, like, those are more, and granted, the Lions are playing a lot better, but those are games that seems more like, all right, work yourself into it a little bit more than coming back during a primetime game like the Eagles for your first game back after coming off surgery.
Did you say work yourself into it?
No, work yourself.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the R.
Work.
I thought you said work.
What is it, Star Wars?
Yeah, work yourself into it.
Yeah, the Cowboys got some decisions to make. I don't make the decision. I think Dak Prescott is still a better quarterback than Cooper Rush has of right now because of the experience and playing and things of that nature. But what I would say is that whatever Kellen Moore and Mike McCarthy are doing with Cooper Rush, they need to do it with Dak Prescott. Whatever that is. Whatever, if they give him 10 plays on a car sheet.
I heard this about Carson Wentz and Nick Foles.
Just
do that. But the bottom line is it's functioning better with one guy than the other. Although it's just, Dak really hasn't had a shot this
year. But they're not calling the same plays.
Yeah. Well, then call those plays for Dak.
And that's what you have to do. You have to look at it because you spend all this money on a guy. You think you have to do certain things, and you don't. You
Let say, me get well, the value
would,
out of it.
Why would we spend all this money and have a guy just hand the ball off? Okay, change the game.
Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are in a better place than Brady and the Bucs to win the Super Bowl? Would you agree with that?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tipped up into the air. It is incomplete.
Over.
It is incomplete.
Tom Brady came out of retirement for Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Julio Jones.
You know, it's concerning. We didn't have to have those guys to win this ball game. We just needed to play smarter.
And there is your dagger.
He had guys that he didn't come out of retirement to play with, and so the execution wasn't there, the consistency.
And you're not used to seeing Tampa Bay's offense look this way.
It's just, yeah, there's a lot to it, so.
Back to reality.
Oh,
man.
Ooh,
Yates,
man.
Okay,
Yates,
man.
Throwing us Yates had me this morning.
Yates had me playing I'll Be Sure during the break.
Yeah. He just took me back to high school.
What? He put me in the mood. Yeah, you put me in the mood.
You took me back to high school. I would drive to school bumping this.
Yeah. Oh, you see, in L.A., they drive to school.
Yeah.
I was on the subway, man.
Yeah, we drive to school in L.A.
Was the remix of this song to What's that movie with DMX and Nas?
Yeah, yeah.
The opening the belly.
Yeah, me and Shannon was just talking
joint.
That
joint is
belly
legendary.
Was,
oh, it was
they
so
saw
good.
Nas with those eyes. I'm like, yo, that's how I look in the
so
club
good.
Back in the day.
Yo, woo. What's his name? That Jamaican dude's crib in Belly. Woo.
Yeah, man.
Living
you
in a palace. Yeah, you gotta see.
Yeah, you
belly.
See
the
real
sign. I've seen it, but it was. I don't believe it was a go back for me. I didn't go back to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. Then maybe you haven't seen it.
I'm not
going to
watch
it.
I just haven't gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rest in peace, DMX, man. That was, man.
Do you remember how it's just like some dudes are just stars. Mm-hmm. And the profession will find them, but they're just stars. DMX, like LL, Ice Cube, Snoop, they're stars. Doesn't matter what they do,
legends.
They're stars. Yeah. Ah. Or, speaking of stars.
But
Key said,
man, well, y'all, because you pointed to yourself. That doesn't mean you have to
the
tell the audience.
Well,
the
camera called
no,
you.
Camera did not catch me.
Some people.
Some
people are stars because they're on TV. Other people are on TV because they're stars.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Because I will remind both of you. Like I'll remind both of you of one thing. I didn't catch. I didn't throw. I didn't do anything.
I mean,
but you're here I am sitting next to you.
But you're going to get us to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Maybe not. That's the thing. How the hell am I on TV? All right. Rodgers and the Packers. Here's the question. Are they in a better place than Brady and the Bucs to win the Super Bowl? Now, it's early still, right? Everything went wrong for the Bucs. Mike T made a great point on this show the other day. Everything went wrong for them. That's a winnable game for them still in the end, right?
Yeah, and I think they're probably pretty even. Remember, Mike Evans is not hurt. He's suspended. So right. He's back this Sunday. He'll be playing alongside Brady. Leonard Fournette's in the backfield. Perryman's still there. Cole Beasley, this will be his second week in practice around things. So I don't think so. I think it's about even. But I think Green Bay is going to get better, right? Mm-hmm. The young receivers, Romeo Doubs is going to get better. The defense is still good and going to get better. So I think for some reason I feel like this is Green Bay's year and opportunity to cash in.
Man,
in the
like
NFC.
That every year, doesn't it?
No,
doesn't
this feel is every this year? Feels different though. It just feels different.
Can I tell you why I want to easily trust Tom Brady here, right? Because who knows what pieces? Who knows if they bring back Gronk in time? Who like? Cole Beasley can find his rhythm. I get it with Mike Evans. The only thing that holds me back that makes me lean towards Aaron Rodgers, Key, is not going to like this. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how Tom is compartmentalizing all the other stuff going on in life.
Why
right
would I
now.
Like it?
Well, because before you said we didn't really want to
you're
talk about
such a star.
That.
You don't like to think about
stop,
these type
Max.
Of things.
No. But like talking about the off-field stuff and relationship stuff, like I am truly worried about like how a human being compartmentalizes that with his wife, his kids.
What makes you think he's a human
being? Coming
towards
the end. Well, he's not. He's like an alien.
He's a machine.
But, like, that's a lot to, while you're trying to figure out Cole Beasley, a new season. I don't know, man.
I don't think.
Granted, he can find his footing. I'm just saying, that's a lot to deal with, man.
Yeah, but I don't think his personal reported gossip information in the world is affecting his play on the football field. He has offensive line issues. That's not
none, he has no receivers and no offensive line.
Yeah, well, hold on, but that's not, I was about to say, he got no receivers and no offensive line. I don't think that has anything to do, right? If they didn't all of a sudden disappear because he's going through some stuff allegedly with the gossip tabloids and all the information that's out
there. We don't know what a 45-year-old in the NFL is going through because it's never happened before. Not only is he 45 in the NFL, but he's 45 the most famous football player ever, the greatest of all time, the most miles on him, threw the most passes last year for the most yards and the most touchdowns, right? And now he's on a team with no protection, no one to throw it to, and still against a team among the favorites to go to the Super Bowl and the Packers, he had a winnable game at the end.
But let's not even talk about the Packers game. Let's talk about what happened in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. He threw some dimes in New Orleans.
Man.
So I think the injuries of anything – is where we're at with the Bucs. If they're to do anything this year alone, it's going to be the defense that carries it.
Yeah.
Period. Right. Yeah. He'll still do what I always say, Max, methodically move the football down the field, make that throw because he can make that throw blindfolded when he needs to, and they're going
to
wind up finding themselves in a dogfight in the playoffs.
So let me ask you guys this. You think this is his last year?
It feels that way, right?
It feels that way to me.
You want me to get him to keep playing?
What?
You want me to get him to keep playing?
What are you going to say now?
I'll figure it out, but I'll push the right buttons.
You work on that.
All right, I'll workshop it. Yeah.
But the Green Bay Packers, it's a different year for them, and I feel like they are going to be the team that shocks everybody, and Aaron Rodgers finally gets there.
Why?
It just feels different. The defense is better.
Defense is really good.
It's better.
Yeah.
Remember, the defense used to be just garbage in the beginning of the season. And now they're better in the beginning of the season. So they're only going to get better at the end.
Are you shifting your pick here? Are you moving after watching Jameis Winston for 3 weeks? I'm just asking.
Dude got a broke back, man.
I'm just asking you. I just want to make sure
again,
it's official.
Okay. Packers are 10-1 and Bucks are 9-1 to win the Super Bowl.
As you try to box me
in. I'm not boxing you
in.
This is fluid.
I have more intel.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm asking you.
I'm still supporting him, but of course I'm getting off the boat.
Okay.
Of course.
That's what I needed to hear.
He's hurt. If you give me Derek Carr right now.
With the Saints? I'm picking the Saints.
He's healthy. Don't try me.
Don't slap your legs.
That's a legitimate question.
I need to know where you have put info. My money.
Like you just said, you got intel. So if people if people see that you're getting off the bandwagon
saying.
Got you 1 foot, then they're like, oh, this
I'm
is something new.
I'm following the money, Key.
Yeah.
I'm following the money right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sniff it out.
Because it went from Saints to Packers, so this is a sea change.
Oh, that shift.
It went from Saints to Packers to Eagles. I'm on those
the
three.
Eagles.
On those
by the way,
those three in the NFC.
I like the Eagles' chances better than the Packers. Eagles to top to bottom. What's the weakness on the Eagles? Can someone point that out to me? You can say inexperience with the coach and the quarterback. Okay, but in terms of football, watch them, what's the weakness?
But there's a lot of people that have done well with inexperience. Yeah. Sean McVay took the Rams to the Super Bowl. He had no experience.
Yeah.
He just happened to have Wade Phillips on his staff at the time running the defense. So I'm not that doesn't really bother me. I just think that, again, for some reason, it just feels like the chips are stacked against Aaron Rodgers because of the young receivers and everybody making a stink about it after week one. And even though they beat Chicago, whatever, still they won a game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to Tampa, they win a game. Whether they score 50 points or 14 points, they took
before
care of business.
The receivers know what they're doing.
Throw. But it's
before
just,
the young guys even know what they're doing, without Christian Watson, right, like with some injuries, they are able to still win these games.
Let me tell you something, Max. When you're young, that thing is going 500 miles an hour, and it eventually slows down.
In 1 year? Could it slow down within 1 year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
1 year.
It'll slow down so fast. And then once it slows down and you get the hang of it, like right now the young people, they're enamored with being in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm in the NFL. I'm in the same locker room, Aaron Rodgers. Oh, I'm on the field with Tom Brady. But once that slows down, big guy, it turns and them Romeo Dobbses and them Watsons, them balls they dropping, they're going to be catching them out of the sky.
Max, yeah, that sounds real to me. I mean, it sounds right.
First time I played against AI,
mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, this dude's fast. Man, he's only $175, $180. I can't touch him. I don't know how to defend him. Yo, by the second time I played against him, though, I was like, oh, I can put my shoulder in his chest. Mm. Oh, I can slow him down in different ways. You learn through repetition, but you become less enamored with who they are because you get lost in the competition.
So you're not self-conscious after
exactly.
a while, right? You're lost in the moment.
Play.
Yeah, it feels to me that the Packers were right there, and one draft pick could have put them over the top, and that's when they drafted Rodgers' replacement. And since then, they've been chasing their tails, right? Because now they got to replace, and then Davante Adams, now we got to replace him. But if that leads to a situation, like with Mahomes without Tyreek Hill, now he's got to spread it around a little bit more. Now he's got to coach up some young receivers. Maybe, in the long in this season, by the end of the year, it's better for the team. Maybe.
No, they'll get better. The thing that you – during the course of a season, you go through all sorts of things in life. Jay mentioned the gossip in Tom Brady and all the stuff that allegedly is going on in his personal life. But now also the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are now dealing with the hurricane situation.
Mm-hmm.
So now they got to pick up from Tampa. And I don't understand how they go into South Florida – to practice and do whatever with
get
the
out of state,
in South
get
Florida
out of state,
too.
Get out of state. Get
so
out
when
of
you,
state.
When you have those type of issues that you have to navigate around and being a creature of habit as a player, you now got to figure out, okay, what do I do, Jay? My family, and this is basically for this week's game, I got to figure out my family. I got to figure them out. What they going to do? Are they coming with me to South Florida? Are they going to Georgia? Like, what's
happening? Let me explain. So people, I'm sure, are aware, Hurricane Ian is in the area, and it's a major hurricane. And so this is threatening the site of Tampa's next game, which is supposed to be a home game, but it's going, it seems, to have to be played somewhere else. Right now they're
probably
practicing.
Played in Kansas City.
Right, where whoever has a road game, right? Right now they're practicing still in Florida, just they went north a bit. But it seems to me that if the entire state is threatened by a hurricane, they should probably just get out of state.
Yeah,
seems to me.
Yeah, so I wonder where they would go to play the game at, though.
Yeah, who's on the road?
Let me, because Key, I know you said
New Orleans is New Orleans is in where they're at this week. London right now.
Mm-hmm.
You could play there, yeah.
Yeah.
Where's Kansas City at?
What's the scope of Ian's range too?
What do you mean? Where's Kansas City at?
Where are they playing at this weekend?
They play. That's who Tampa's playing.
Oh, Tampa's playing,
they're playing
Kansas,
Kansas City. That's why I said.
Yeah, you said Kansas City. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
If you play in Kansas City, you really
are
giving
me for a loop.
I know you're looking at me weird. I know what
you're giving Kansas City. Like, suddenly Tampa really doesn't have home field. You know what I mean?
No, you can't give Kansas City a home game.
Right, you can't give them a home game.
Where's Tampa going to have a home game?
New Orleans.
Yeah.
New Orleans, I would think.
Is New Orleans out of the range of the, I'm unaware of.
You don't know which way Hurricane Ian is going wind-wise to, I guess, I don't know.
But who knows? When you go through these situations, though, I've had to not as, well, when I was at Tampa, we boarded up, but we didn't leave because it turned or whatever.
Right.
But being in California and having the wildfires and having to evacuate.
While you were active?
I've done it while I was active.
Uh-huh.
I've done it recently where I was actually here working, doing something in the fires. You know, me, I'm like, don't even worry. It's not going to jump the freeway.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it jumps the freeway. And I'm like, oh, crap. You know, this is going on. But you got to figure out how to put your family in certain situations because literally every hotel within was completely
no Airbnbs.
No, it wasn't none of that.
Well,
it was completely
thing,
gone.
It's like, how do I get my family out of the state? How do I get them to a place that's safe? Where are we practicing? Where is the game?
A lot of logistics.
There's a lot of unknown. It's not like, hey, just let me go somewhere. We know it's all set.
Like
things are moving.
Yeah, and like the fires, for instance, it happens so fast, right? It'll just completely wipe everything out. Now you thinking, okay, I got my family safe. They're all the way down in South Orange County, you know, all packed in one little room, you know, the whole deal because everything's booked up because everybody's going that way.
Of course.
Oh, my God, what about my valuables? What about the things? What about the all of those sort of things go on in your mind?
Are you guys, and Jay, have you ever experienced something like that where you had to get out of Dodge?
I've got it out of Dodge for hurricanes before, for sure,
right?
Living down south.
So if you're an active player, how are you able to compartmentalize or to separate, like, does it affect your play? Does it affect the game?
I mean, I guess it depends upon the situation. I mean, if everything is set, there's always going to be questions. You're always going to have some kind of anxiety. But I will tell you, though, I don't know, Key, how you felt. Like, once I stepped in between those lines,
that stuff goes away.
Is it good because it's an escape?
Let me tell you something.
Man,
let me tell you something that Jay kind of alluded to on the gossip side or whatever with Tom. This is not about Tom. It's about me. The year we won the Super Bowl, I was in the midst of a very nasty divorce. In the middle of the Super Bowl run. It was a different world, right? It was a different world. When I got to the locker room, different.
You were you again.
Oh,
you
my God.
Like yourself.
I was balling, no question about it.
Safe haven.
But when I got home, I was trying to figure everything out. Miserable, you know,
losing
of weight,
I know,
not wanting to eat. Yeah. Then I get back to the facility.
And you're normal again.
And I'm normal again.
So I've experienced something like that in my life, living through a tragedy in my family. And then I remember hearing I was at a fight. I couldn't function for a couple weeks. Mm. And then I was at a fight and I heard the crowd. I was in the bathroom. I heard the crowd and I thought, oh, this is where I belong. Like, I'm glad to be here. And then when I could work again, like just start to do some, you know, stuff in box. It was actually a place, the one place where I would forget about everything. And so for that reason, you kind of like it. That was my experience.
Yeah, and that happens in this situation with the Tampa Bay Bucks. I'm sure, you know, that they probably by now, this is Wednesday, by now they've made, you know, they've figured out what to do with their families, and now they could just concentrate on football.
Tell me, that's one of the most challenging things for a lot of athletes when they leave their respective sports. Like that whole man in the arena thing, like – That's what you love. That's what you yearn for, right? You're with all your boys. It's like coming to work, right? Mm-hmm. You're with all your boys. You're shooting the, you know, you're hanging out. You're competing. You're having fun. But when you leave that, you don't have that anywhere, like a safe place to go. Like you're really in your life, and you have to deal with yourself. And a lot of dudes only deal with themselves on the field or on the court. It's different.
And then eventually, I turned my house into a party house. So.
And that's a transition.
Eventually, it's a party house.
So in situations like this, though, I imagine a team like Tampa with Tom Brady at the helm maybe is better positioned to deal with these kind of distractions because you have a strong leader on the team with a lot of experience. Does that make this leadership on a team make
absolutely
a difference in times like this?
Todd Bowles, great leadership as a coach.
Leftwich.
You know, Byron Leftwich, great leadership as a coach. Tom Brady, great leadership as a player, not abandoning his teammates and deciding that he's going to just go off somewhere and they got to figure it out on their own. I mean, think about it. He let AB come stay at his house.
Right.
So you know that you have a great leader in situations like that. Now, it didn't work out in the end, but, you know, he still gave him an opportunity to come. You know, you can sleep on my couch in my extra – well, I'm sure it's not a couch because he probably got an extra – 10 bedrooms.
Yeah, I'm guessing he wasn't on the couch.
Yeah, I'm guessing he probably was in a king-size bed in a guest room.
In a guest swing.
But those are the sort of leaders that you need, and that's what leadership is all about.
Yeah. I'm sick, though, because that $15, $20 million house that they're building down in Miami, man, with that hurricane coming, I'm sick.
$15, $20 million house, who's building?
Oh, Tom's building. Oh,
you mean $50 million house?
Is it 50? What?
You know me, I know everything.
That's what I'm saying. Wait, it's 15 to 20. 50?
15 to 20, that's the guest wing. The 15 to 20 is just for AB. That's just for where AB sleeps when he comes over.
You got to think, Jay. The dirt alone.
Yeah, on the water.
Just the dirt alone, what that cost him. That was 20.
Oh, God. I'm sick.
Why?
It's because that whole
Jay is a modest, hardworking, blue-collar guy.
There's a hurricane coming through.
Yeah, but that's okay. You got insurance. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just saying.
I mean, you say you're sick. I've seen your spread.
See, don't stop.
I've seen it. It's fine.
It's not that.
And I've seen Max's 3 spreads. It's not that. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like you, Jay, I'm an honest, hardworking, blue-collar
guy. Look, man, we're just
guy.
Heads down, Max. We're just out here to work.
Heads down.
Just keep pocketing the money. Don't give up the head down.
Just move forward. Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm not looking for anything.
You know, it is like even just like we come to work and we're working. So I mean, there's stuff to do. But it does help what you were saying, Jay, about like how when you get between – it does help like even we're going on no sleep, traveling, whatever it is, you coming in on 2 hours. It is good to know that the place where you're going, you're going to have a good time, right? Like you can lose yourself for a while.
Oh, no, I have a great time. When I'm here, I've got a great time.
I think not everyone has a job like that, you know, where you can loot – like, you know, it's the difference between – it sounds like I'm about to do a read for my computer career or something, right? But it is a difference between a job and a career. And people who feel good about where they work, it's easier to kind of handle this kind of stuff, I imagine. And that I would imagine that goes also for good teams. If you're on a bad team and this happens.
I mean, Max, I play pickup basketball for free. You're telling me somebody was going to pay me millions of dollars to play basketball?
Well, but what I'm saying is the analogy for me here is if it's a bad team and it happens, I imagine in a way getting to work isn't even an escape. But if you're on the Bucks or a team like that, it's not just that you're going to a place where you can forget yourself. It's a good place to go. Like, you think we have a chance to win every time we go there.
Of course. I mean, but you think that way no matter what type of team you're on, you always got a shot. That's just what you think.
When the Jets were 1-15?
I was about to say, unless you're with the New York Jets.
Imagine if there's a natural disaster you had to deal with.
I mean, when I got in the league, I thought I was going to the Super Bowl my first year because I came out the Rose Bowl, we were good, and I'm thinking it's the league. Oh, we're going to be good.
How does prep change for a neutral site game? Key, you played in Japan. Different setting, right? We have Vikings and Saints in London on Sunday. We're going to get into that. If you haven't heard what Michael Irvin said about the Cowboys, Stay tuned.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.